I
would like to make a motion. I would like to make a motion that we do not go outside of the task force for a ruling. We have carried on for the past 9-10 years. We have had an amicable relationship, not contentious. We have had a very successful task force. We have functioned very effectively. We have never had to go to Corporation Council to have a vote. And I think it's inappropriate and not legal, because we are not a committee. So therefore, there's nobody that can rule as to how we can function except ourselves. And we have, and we should base that on our past practice.
There is no such sub-formation, whether you want to call it not a committee, that is not subject to the bylaws.
We're not a committee.
Some superseding standard.
Madam Chair, may I get on the stack?
Yes, that's your
okay.
ruling, but I don't agree with that.
Okay, Madam Chair, I think that resolution that we just heard was actually a resolution as well as argument, and I would like to make a resolution. So could you determine whether there is a resolution on the floor?
There is no motion on the floor. The motion failed for lack of a second. Go ahead, Theresa.
Madam Chair, I move that those people that were the names that were sent to me by John Amella be considered the voting members of the task force, and that should include Dina Colbert. If she was not on that list, I'd have to go look. I will look at it right now. But those are the people. Those are the people nominated by the PNB and the LSB and affiliate members that have expressed a willingness and a desire to be on this task force. That's as well as Dina Colbert, who is a charter member of this task force. Those are the people I propose that be voting members of the task force at this point.
And to work for the welfare of Pacific voluntarily.
Do I have a second, Madam Chair?
As best I can.
I second it.
I have a question. This is Mitchell.
Go ahead, Mitchell.
So, are there other members of this task force besides those who are on the phone call?
Oh, right.
And if so, do they get to vote or not on this on this matter, even though they weren't at this meeting?
Based on the proposal, at least 100 other people could vote.
In that they are
all Pacifica affiliates.
Point of order.
I resent that comment.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead with your point of order.
My resolution was those people that had been approved by the local station boards and the PNB, and those people who had specifically requested to be on this task force, the voting members. Your interpretation is that is There's an additional approximately 100 people.
What you said was, and there's a combination, and I'm not going to try and repeat. There is a standard definition of who is a member and who gets to vote, and if it's not in the bylaws, then there is a process for determining custom and practice. We can either ask the chair of the governance committee to make that determination, or we can ask corporate counsel. It's obvious that it's not a decision that we can make.
I don't agree. I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Can I be a moderator?
All right.
Back?
So my ruling is. Point of information. Go ahead.
I'm not really
totally clear what this issue is about? Is it about that my understanding is that the objective is to provide opportunity for people who want to be on this committee to be on the committee from the various affiliates. And so if there is an open space for people who have not been elected, then that space should be in some fashion held open for people who want to join. Is that the issue? Is this just an issue of, or is it that we're asking to restrict to be only people who were elected? Is that the issue? I'm not really clear what the issue is.
Madam Chair, this is Ursula. I'd like to be on the stack.
Me too, Janet. And I hope I'm already on, Kim. I have a point of information.
Go ahead, point of information.
There was another of my colleagues from the KPFK board who was elected, and he's not here tonight. So I don't know if he was notified or what the deal is. So I don't know how that impacts what we're all talking about.
Lamont?
Is that Lamont?
He should have been contacted. He's on the list.
I don't know. I'll see him Saturday when we have an LSD board. Other than that, all I know is, you know, he should be here. And if we're saying that the only people who get to vote are the people who are here, I'm speaking up for Lamont.
Right.
We didn't say that. We said the people that are on the list. And Lamont Yakey is on the list.
Okay.
You can go to Pacifica.org meeting calendar through KPFTX.
Uh-huh.
You click on the meeting calendar, then you click on where it says affiliates meeting, which is today the 11th, and you go to that. When you open up that new file, you'll see committee members, and you can go there and you can see who the committee members are.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order, I believe David Pacman wanted to be on this committee, and he may not have been on the list, and he is an affiliate. And he should have the right to vote.
And that is the issue. Who does someone simply showing up for one or two meetings get to vote? How do we hold people accountable? How do we avoid vote stacking? How do we maintain the integrity of the electoral process? Madam
Chair, this is Teresa. Could you put me on the stack? And I'd love to answer that.
I've been on the stack for a while, so when it's my
Please,
turn, I'd like to please.
Ursula, go ahead.
I'm hearing us, you know, talk ourselves into a corner here, and I think that to some extent we need to look at exactly what we're doing here, in terms of what is the goal of this committee. Now, I think part of the reason why we're getting confused is because we don't know exactly what our goal is. But my suggestion would be in this case, I mean, I just heard a round of people sharing a whole lot of common ground in terms of, you know, what all of our interests are. And I think that is the common ground that's holding us together. And I think, you know, the affiliates program is a relatively new part of the Pacifica Foundation. It's an innovative, entrepreneurial, kind of looking for new ground type of activity, and I think you know that the great strength of what we have here is the shared common ground that I hear everybody speaking about. So I think at heart, in the end, you know, we will serve the foundation the best by really being an advisory group that explores new ideas and brings new ideas to the foundation. I don't see this task force as really being a policy-making group at heart. It can advise the PNB, but it has no power to really make real change on the PNB. And so, you know, I think that needs to be kept in perspective in terms of what we're arguing about here. I don't think it's wise to get legalistic about this. I think we have a group of people that showed up today who, you know, have common interests, and I think that's enough. I think we can move forward and... Just you know, agree among ourselves as the people who showed up how we want to move forward together. I don't think there's anything, you know, going to be lost or gained by somebody who was not part of the discussion. They can still vote if they want. But ultimately, this is not about power here, folks. This is about moving forward, you know, to share ideas.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
Pardon my ignorance here. Seems to me like the people that have been named by the PNB, that's a list somewhere. Got that. And the people who were elected by their LSBs,
point of information.
List.
Point of information. You do not have to be elected to the affiliates.
That's the moment. Now, a point of information is to ask a question. He's not asking a question, and neither are you. He has the floor. Please do not disrespect other members of the committee or the task force. Richard, please continue.
Okay. I was under the assumption that all the LSBs had elected X, Y, and Z people for anybody that wanted to participate. And then the next and the third class is who among the affiliates would be considered a member right now. And isn't that a group of people, what, four, five, six people that have said they want to be members of this? Do we not know those names? And if
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If we know those names, then list them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many there are, and then list those others, and inform everybody that these are the nominees, and let everybody vote, and let's move on to the next item on our agenda.
I would like to be on the stack. This is Chandra.
I have asked to be on the stack a while back. This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah. I think the challenge here is expanding the number of voters, really, or participants in the task force. After all, what we're trying to establish is a large, wide group of local stations that have relationship to each other, kind of like the House of Representatives. And it might...
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that people, it was something Richard said about we need to, you know, can't wait really anymore, that the people who have the energy will come to the meetings, and the people who want to, you know, put out their ideas about how to make this work. I almost am beginning to wish that the voting were irrelevant, because the participation of people with, you know, wonderful ideas is really the thing to be relished here. So to, you know, hold on to the voting as if that were the most important thing in the task force, I wish there were some more generous way to do this, you know, in keeping with the fact that it is a task force. Imagine a group that's meant to use its imagination.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Were we not trying to decide who is going to vote on this particular contest? We weren't talking about the future of Pacifica, were we? We were just talking about figuring out who's going to vote on this. And was I wrong there?
Vote on what? Vote on the...
On this chair election.
Oh, on the chair. Okay.
I'm on the stack.
Madam Chair, I'm on the stack.
Just a moment, please. Chandra, I believe I heard.
And Teresa.
Yes. And who? Let
and
me.
Chandra.
Can we get? I'm sorry. Was it Chandra?
Yes.
And
who was after Chandra?
Kathy.
Actually,
this is Teresa.
Okay.
I was after Kathy and before Chandra.
You were after Kathy, but before Chandra. After Kathy, but before Chandra.
I think Kathy's
fine.
Next.
I don't care.
Okay, Kathy. Chandra, wait a minute, is that right?
Kathy, Teresa, Chandra.
Okay, go ahead. Kathy?
Okay, all right, so
I apologize for any confusion that I have put in, you know, interjected into this, but I had understood the first question when we were talking about putting it on the agenda as being the committee establishing whatever standard, you know, people would be included in the committee and would vote on the committee. So it might be at this moment there's 14 people who are voting, but it might be in 3 weeks there might be 18 people who would have established themselves as committee members. So I wasn't really looking at it as, you know, some kind of maneuver. I thought that we were trying to establish a basic process. So, for instance, in the New York, in a lot of our committees in New York, people attend 3 consecutive meetings, they become voting members. So, I mean, just to establish something that has an envelope that can be expansive enough to be inclusive and that the process not be limited or perceived to be limited by whatever group of friends or by whatever process. So I was looking for some kind of fair measure. And it's very confusing to me that there's this maneuvering going on here, and it's not necessary, I don't believe.
Who was the next person? Teresa?
Yes. Last fall, I put in writing who I thought was a voting member of this task force. And I also put in writing what this task force would do. And there is information under PacificaNetwork.org that describes what the task force has done in the past. I do have a resolution on the floor, and I would like to clarify. I move that those voting members of the task force be those who have been voted on by the PMB, those voted on by the local station board, charter member Dina Colbert, and affiliate members who have at this time expressed interest in serving on the task force. And that would be John Murphy and David Pacman. And Jim Bennett and Afia Wangazo would fall under those being voted on by the PNB because ultimately they were voted to the PNB by the last PNB. So that clarifies my resolution, and I hope if you have any questions, I can answer them, and we can vote on that.
I think John Murphy's in there, too, isn't he?
Yes, John Murphy and David Pacman are there. And let me clarify something, Madam Chair. When I asked earlier about sending out a ballot, I asked, so those people like David Pacman or those people who were not on the call would be officially notified, yes, you can vote now, because those people on the list that John Amella sent to me, like Lamont Yakey, that are not on the call, they would be voting.
Chandra?
Okay. As I tried to indicate earlier, I don't know if I made myself clear or not, but the task force, as it has been established, we had... I think technology was a task force because they couldn't get enough committee members. They couldn't get enough members to be a committee. They couldn't meet quorum. And affiliates has always been a task force. And the task force is not governed by the rules of Pacifica in terms of elections. In other words, you do not have to be elected by your local station board to be on the task force. You can just volunteer to serve. And anybody from a local... And anybody from a local station board can be on the task force, or anybody committed to the affiliates program. We have had a loose process. We've never followed Robert's rules. We've never had a formal situation. In fact, we never had a contest for chair before. We always had, you know, just by consensus, we would agree on who the chair would be this year. And this is the first time there's this kind of contentiousness around who's going to vote and how are we going to vote, and there's two people that are running, and unfortunately, a lot of the new people that are on the task force that are going to vote don't even know the people that are running. So I don't see how they're going to make an informed decision about who to vote for. This troubles me greatly because...
I'm sorry, I wanted to give an amendment when you're done.
So this troubles me greatly because I think that this could be potentially very problematic. So I'm very concerned about the future of the Affiliates Task Force that has operated prior to the last 2 years, has operated very smoothly and in a very congenial and cordial manner, and has been very successful in accomplishing a lot of work and bringing proposals and recommendations to the Pacifica National Board that were arrived at by consensus, not by voting, not by Robert's rules. We just have, prior to the past 2 years, worked in a very congenial manner. And I would just hope that we could go back to that structure. And maybe what the best way to get around this would be is to just have a rotating chair and have Afia be the chair 1 month, the facilitator, and John Murphy be the chair the next month. People can get to know both of them. People can get to decide how they like the way they function. And maybe we defer voting for a while until people become familiar with who's who. I think it's premature, since we have two candidates, to have an election for people that most of us, some of us, don't know. So that's my suggestion as a compromise, that we have, temporarily, we have co-facilitators, and that the two candidates be co-facilitators, and we can figure out how that would work, except my one suggestion would be that one person would facilitate the meeting 1 month and then the other would facilitate the next month. And then maybe after a period
Madam
of 4 months...
Madam Chair, may I be on the staff?
Let me call attention to the fact that it is now 9:35 and the meeting is over in 25 minutes. So,
is that a motion?
I wanted to add an amendment to that. Even if we get to it at the next meeting, I'd like to add an amendment motion that I think that the technique that we have in New York is pretty good, that anyone who attends three consecutive meetings become considered as a full participating voting member of the committee, so that there's at least a window for people to come in, and there's a show of commitment
to
participate.
I asked to be on the stack a minute ago.
Okay. Do we have a second for that amendment?
Me.
Okay. Richard?
I love you, Kathy. You're talking about extending this election for this one office for 3 months. Well, then, you're amending as I understand it, and this is probably a point of question or something, a point of confusion. Teresa Allen had a motion that for X, Y, and Z people, we would vote. And you're amending Teresa Allen's to add in this stuff about 3 months?
My point being, Richard, is that I would assume
that's
this is not going to be the only thing that we're going to be voting on.
That's not germane to this particular thing. Just a moment.
Madam Chair.
Let me ask a question. What we're trying to do is to establish the standard for voting on this issue. So the question is, who is eligible to vote at this time? And as I understand the amendment, it is those persons who have been elected by the PNB, been elected by an LSV, or who have attended three consecutive meetings. Is that correct, Kathy?
I move that we table the motion and have a temporary situation where we have co-facilitators.
Is that the move? You motion second that.
Not only that, I think that it's improper.
By what standard?
I'm thinking two different things. We have an objection. Then we'll go to a vote.
Madam Chair, I don't know whether you recognize Chandra Hoffman or not, but I'm still trying to understand.
We're out of time on this issue. We are way past time.
Madam Chair.
When we ran out of time,
the only motion on the table was Teresa Allen's motion, and the only thing you can do at that point is vote on the motion. So we should be voting on Teresa Allen's motion, yes or no.
But that's Robert's rules. We're not governed by Robert's rules.
Yeah, we're
no. It was on a tablet that I got down out of the attic a while ago.
From Moses.
Okay.
Madam Chair, can we vote on the motion?
And the motion was?
The motion is that voting members on the task force at this point be those who have been voted on by the PNB, those voted on by their respective LSBs.
They don't have to be voted on by the LSBs.
Yeah, they have
to. Call to order, Madam Chair.
Please, you cannot keep interrupting people. It is very disrespectful.
Well, I'm sorry. People are stating incorrect information.
She's stating her own motion, madam. She is stating her own motion.
But it's incorrect. We don't have people voted onto the task force.
She can make any comment. I'm not going to argue with you. Please, Teresa, state your motion and people can vote. And if you don't like it, then you can vote against it. Go ahead, Teresa.
She's using criteria that are not established.
That you don't agree with. And
vote. We don't vote on people.
Madam
Chair.
Teresa,
maybe,
please.
Maybe, okay, let me repeat it this way, and maybe if I change the word vote, then it'll be okay. Okay, those voting...
The motion no longer belongs to you. It was moved and seconded. You have to state it the way it was.
Okay. This is the way I stated it.
Chandra, is you yelling people down? Is that consensus?
I'm trying to clarify that people are not elected to the task force.
You're occupying the whole conversation.
Can I read my motion?
Please.
Okay. That those voting members of the task force at this time be those who've been voted on by the PNB, those voted on by their LSBs, charter member Dina Colbert, and affiliate members who've expressed interest in serving at the task force on the task force. And those addition to the PNB members are John Murphy and David Pack.
Okay. And I have a question. That's inaccurate.
And I would like to clarify, when I say those voted upon by LSBs, I mean acknowledged by their LSBs that they're interested in serving.
There's a problem with that as a standard of eligibility, in that, for lack of notice to other persons who would be interested and have an opportunity to express that interest.
Well, I disagree. I disagree, Madam Chair, if you're talking about affiliate members. Those affiliate people who wanted to participate on the task force, they've been asked. As chair, I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, we're not going to argue. We're just going to take the vote.
Okay.
Najee Ali. Teresa Allen.
Yes. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I did not hear what Najee said.
He's gone from the call.
He's gone.
Okay.
Jim Bennett? Kathy Davis?
Can you come back to me?
Sure. Chandra Hoffman?
I pass.
Kim Kaufman?
I pass, too. I mean, I just don't get it, you know.
Did I get to vote? Ursula didn't get to vote. Richard?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there. Mitchell?
I vote yes for this particular motion, for this particular thing that we're voting on.
Okay. Janet Coleman?
Can I have the language of the motion once more?
Okay. Teresa Allen moved that those voting members on the task force at this time be those who have been voted on by the PNB, those voted upon or acknowledged by their LSBs, charter member Dina Colbert, and affiliate members who have expressed interest in serving on the task force.
So I am voting for something that at this time, voting at this time consists of these members.
Yes.
And not a future time, right now, today.
Correct.
Okay. I say yes.
Mitchell?
I voted yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Madam Chair, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Is there anyone else?
There's John Murphy and Dina Colbert and yourself.
Several people passed.
Can I just ask one thing? So this means that nobody ever else can vote, but who's here?
No,
today?
It doesn't.
No, and that's a part of the problem, is because we have no standard as to who is accountable for the decisions of the body.
Madam Chair, I object. I think we are in the middle of a vote, and I would just respectfully request that we finish
the
vote.
There was a point of information, and I addressed it.
Madam Chair, do you need to know the names of the people who you've not asked for their vote yet for?
That's correct.
I do not believe you've asked John Murphy, Dina Colbert, and you need to go back to Kathy Davis. I don't know whether Chandra Hotman wants you to come back or whether she's abstaining.
And also Afia herself.
Yes, I said that.
No.
Madam Chair?
Chandra, have you decided what your vote will be?
I'm abstaining.
Who's the next person?
John Murphy.
John Murphy?
Yes, thank you very much. I vote yes.
Dina Colbert?
I'm going to abstain.
Who else is missing?
Kathy Davis.
Kathy Davis and yourself, Madam Chair.
Kathy?
I abstain.
Okay, and I vote no.
I believe it's six yes and one no.
And one, two.
Three abstentions.
Three abstentions. Thank you. So the motion passes, and for the purposes of electing the chair, the persons indicated will be sent a ballot and have the opportunity to vote to select from the two candidates. It is now 9:45, which less than 9:45.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I move that we add 10 minutes so we can hear your report and Ursula's report.
That will allow 5 minutes for the executive session. This meeting ends at a time certain, the time certain being 10 o'clock.
Point of personal privilege.
Please.
Madam Chair, this is Kathy. I have to leave to prepare to go on the air. So I won't be able to. At some point, I'm going to have to drop off this call and get on the air.
So I would suggest that we go into executive session at this point. In fact, and unless there is an objection, that we'd be taken off the stream for that purpose.
Could I have a point of order also?
Who's speaking?
This is Mitchell. Mitchell.
Oh, hi, Mitchell. Go ahead.
Since I don't know what the different candidates stand for or what they think that I'm being asked to vote for, I would like to delay this election until such a time that we can hear from the different candidates or do it online somehow or communicate.
I think we could do a special meeting for that purpose.
Madam Chair, how about if the two candidates just send a
statement.
Note to each of everyone on the affiliate stating their position?
Well, I would think it would be appropriate that there be an opportunity for question and answer as well.
That's why I
suggested
that we table this. And
excuse me.
I second that.
You do not have the floor.
Okay. I'd like to table it. I'd like to, deal with it next time.
Who's speaking?
That's him. Him.
I was about to suggest that we schedule a special meeting so that the issue can be resolved and we can proceed.
I'll second that.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, too.
Is there, can we have a proposed date? Can we do it next Thursday evening at the same time?
No, not for me.
E&B governance.
Okay.
Madam Chair, it might be difficult to find a date that is agreeable to everyone, but if you could allow people to send out an email, people could ask their questions individually.
Yeah.
Well, how about Sunday morning?
No good for me.
Does that work for everyone?
The email? Yes.
No, yeah. Sunday morning.
No.
No.
What, on the calendar, Wednesday evenings are bereft of any meetings. Could we schedule it for next Wednesday evening? Mm-hmm.
17th,
not for me.
Day.
WBAI has a Producers Guild meeting.
How about the week after?
24th.
What about Tuesday, next Tuesday?
I'm not able to do Tuesdays, unfortunately. I teach. This is Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Madam
Chair,
does this really require another
meeting?
Madam, I think it needs to be in a date. If we're going to have a date, it has to be agreeable to you and John, and people come on if they want it, and other people that can't come on, send an email.
Well, maybe if we give a little bit of time for people to know what we're working on tonight, if we do it 2 weeks from tonight, that would allow notice and time for email or any in between. I know it's 2 weeks or more time to wait, but it might mean more participation.
It can't be more participation. It can't. It's limited to the people who were approved on this vote.
Right, but I meant the people that want to be with us today is what I meant. Those folks.
Richard on the stack.
Richard, go ahead.
This month there is a fifth Wednesday, and probably nothing is scheduled for the fifth Wednesday. So the fifth Wednesday is the 31st of March.
Could we schedule it for 8:30 then on the fifth Wednesday of March?
That's cool to me.
That means we don't really do anything for all that time. We wait and just elect people.
Madam Chair, actually what we have is we're discussing a resolution with no one actually proposed a resolution. I say people, that we just ask the candidates to send out a notice of where they stand rather than trying to set up a meeting that's
inevitably
going to be difficult for everyone.
The request was for a statement, normally, when there's a statement, there's a question and answer period that goes along with that. Is there any objection to 8:30 on the 5th Wednesday, March 31st.
The only other thing I would add is that there may be people who do listen to this stream, you know, stream or the calls later, and they would want to know what's going on as well. And that's one reason not to do it by email.
That's true.
Hearing no objection, then 8:30, March 31st, will be the special meeting for the candidates.
8:30 or 8?
Then, Madam Chair,
there was a lot of thought that this meeting was at 8:30. So, do people prefer 8:30?
No, I object.
No.
Is the general consensus preference 8 o'clock?
Yes.
My general preference is after midnight, but I guess.
Compromise on 8:30?
For this meeting on the 31st?
Yeah.
Okay. Then March 31st at 8:30, to be scheduled for an hour?
8:30 or 8 o'clock?
8:30.
8:30.
I'd like
from
8:30
to 9:30?
8:30 till 10, is that possible? Just in case. We could end earlier, but just...
If that's agreeable, that's fine.
Madam Chair, then you're going to change the date by which our votes are due to...
Obviously.
To Monday the 5th of April, or...?
It would be 5 days from the date of the candidate's statement and Q&A.
That's Monday the 5th of April, and then our next affiliate telephone conference is on the 8th.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. It's 5 minutes to 10, so we can go off stream.
All right, I have to leave you, though, so thank you, Afia, and everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kathy.
Sure.